When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Yep, anywhere you go. You take us with you. And you'll also get the podcast here after 10 o'clock this morning. Welcome. It is a Wednesday. The summer is almost over. Today is the last day of July. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How are you going to celebrate your last day of July?
Man, that's a great, I don't know. Go get some ice cream?
You got to make it very memorable, whatever you do. Ice cream, water world, I don't know.
I'll tell you this much, I'm not going to be waiting for rain because it never happened.
Yeah, I think rain's in the forecast today, too.
Yeah, right.
I think south of here, they really got pounded, though. I think they got a lot of rain down there. I don't know. I have no idea. I just saw it on the radar yesterday. Good morning, Spadell. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm sad.
Oh, sad.
Last day of July, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Last day.
You know, summer's gone.
Yeah.
Fall's going to roll in here. Football tonight, by the way.
Yeah. Got to be excited about that.
Hall of Fame game. It just shows you summer's gone. It's gone. In the wind. Before you know it, leaves are changing. Making that little trek up to, I just go to Morrison to see the leaves.
Yeah.
I don't go that far,
right.
Actually. Yeah, I just wait till the leaves come to me, you know?
Right here in DTC.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't have to travel. It'll come to you eventually, right? All right, today is July 31st. I'm very excited because we have more of those BJ and Jamie tote bags to give away. And tomorrow we're doing a big super blowout in a parking lot somewhere. Within a 20-mile radius of our radio station,
this
according
is gonna
to the
be
rules.
Crazy.
It's going to be wacky. Carson's going. Spadil's going. We're taking the vehicle out there. 100 bags, maybe a little bit more. Don't know. But we're going to be out in a parking lot tomorrow. Here's the game plan. 7:15-ish or so tomorrow morning. We'll announce the exact location. Don't want to cause any problems. Don't need anybody speeding to get there. Anything like that. No trouble, right?
Right.
We just want to make sure we're on the up and up. You guys will already be there. You start handing out the bags at 7:40. When they're gone, they're gone. It's that simple.
All right.
2 bags per person. And that's all coming up tomorrow morning.
It's going to be
really
a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Shot a video for it this morning. Did you know that one of these tote bags, the BJ and Jamie tote bag, did you know there's one on eBay for $500,000?
$500,000?
Wow. $500,000. You know how I know that?
How?
I'm the one that posted.
Yeah, exactly. Start your bidding right now.
I don't think I have a bid yet. It's new. It's new, folks.
Yeah, give it settle a couple
down.
Hours.
Settle down. $500,000 it's up there.
Woo!
I hope it makes the news. Maybe they'll pick up on it. You know, I mean, it was goofy. What was it that Jamie bought that she reneged on?
It was a lunchbox.
It was a lunchbox, yeah.
Twinkies lunchbox. Remember she bid $5,000 on that thing? It beat CNN. And then she ran
bailed.
From it. Oh, yeah. She ghosted him. That guy was pissed. Bad was he upset.
She's probably banned from eBay.
I'll bet she is.
Yeah.
I'll bet she doesn't have an account.
I'm sure.
And they waxed her. That's the
not
way
not even
do
allowed
it,
to
though.
Remake one.
Yeah. So I'm fine with it, though. If you want to lose your eBay account, go ahead and just go on there and say that you're going to pay me $100,000 for a bag.
Or even $1,000,000.
And then
why not?
Yeah. And then ghost me. I'm fine with it. It might make the news, though. That way.
Yeah, you know that's really all we want is just make the news.
Yeah
we don't
just,
care if you buy the bag.
Oh, no. If you hate eBay and you want to get off eBay, want to get banned, just go ahead and do that to me.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
We don't play by the rules here, right? Whatever happens, happens. Hey! Hey! Look at here! Oh,
one, and two, and three, and four.
What's going on, Jamie?
I joined the Basement Hottie Club.
Oh, no kidding.
Basement Hottie Club.
Yeah, sure did. Sure
when
did
that start?
Yeah, today. Today's our first day.
Oh.
Today's our first day.
Why I didn't get a text?
Well, sorry about that.
Yeah. Not the Hottie Club?
Basement
where's
hottie.
My text?
I get the invite.
The Basement Hottie Club.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm where. Look, I'm where. Oh.
Got the leggings on.
I got the leggings on.
Let's go.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, man.
It looks like you're throwing a yoga on the rocks.
I am. I'm going yoga in the basement.
Basement Hottie Club.
Yeah.
What exactly happens at the Hottie Club?
I don't know. I've never been.
Are there drinks?
No, there's no drinks. It's a
no
gym.
No drinks?
It's a gym.
Oh. It's at the gym?
Yeah, the gym is in the basement.
Oh, the gym's in the basement.
Yeah. So we're starting. Today's our day.
Day one.
Make sure we video all this.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's going to go viral.
Yeah. Well.
Old Hot Club.
Yeah. So today's the first day.
Oh, man. All right. So today's the first day. How often is the Hot Club meeting?
Maybe once a month? I don't have
once a lot year? Of
No, because we're working out, man. It's like twice a week. Probably.
Oh, okay.
Or three times. Well, I don't know. Maybe every day. I don't have all the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll just see.
I signed up in the parking lot. That's how official this is.
Right. Who's a part of the Hottie Club?
Well, there's one.
Just you?
No.
Oh, there's two. So, then you and somebody else?
Yeah, one of the sales girls. And there were three, but the other one dropped off.
Oh!
You guys haven't even started. You had someone drop off?
Well, I guess those two worked out, Tosh.
Okay.
And her, the sales girl. And then Tosh got too busy. And so she dropped off. Oh. So she said, actually, I said, oh, I'll join. Yeah, that'll be fun. And she goes, well, actually, now it's only just one. So
you and her.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But you know what she's
it
doing?
It might grow.
You know what she's doing?
What?
She's taking keto training to teach others how to eat keto. And she told me that I was eating keto dirty. When I did keto, she said, "Oh, that's keto dirty. That's because I was eating all the dirty meats,
yeah,
like sausage."
Yeah,
yeah.
Keto dirty.
That's keto dirty.
Yeah. I don't want to be a part of keto dirty.
No, nobody wants to be keto dirty.
Hashtag keto dirty. Don't want that.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So anyway.
All right. Well. Okay. All right. We'll keep up to date on this. And we'll follow it as it occurs. Right.
I'm just happy I had an outfit. Now I can buy that ALO, that really cool stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now I can buy it and actually have like meaning to it.
Because
right now it's just adorable.
Yeah. Now, the first meeting with you is today?
At 10.
At 10 o'clock?
10, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's in the basement.
We're going
here,
to the basement.
In the basement here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, man, I already feel stronger.
Do a live stream or something.
I already feel.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because I don't do this.
Yeah. What if something comes up between now and 10?
I was thinking that.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Did I say Wednesday? It's Thursday. The week is flying by.
Thursday.
I don't even know anymore. You know?
There was a big old tornado last night.
Was there?
Yeah.
Where was the tornado?
South of Colorado Springs.
Man, I got to tell you. I looked at the sky yesterday. It was dark down there.
Yeah, but you know what? My friend Christy, because I put out there, I go, hey, look, you guys, the National Weather Service, blah, 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 has issued this severe thunderstorm warning. And Christy goes, I call BS based on yesterday, which was Tuesday or whatever. And I was like, no, I think it's going to happen. It's black outside. It's going to be crazy. Nothing happened.
No,
nothing,
I don't think the metro got any rain.
Yeah. I think
it was all just to the south of
all
us.
All lies.
Yeah, well, there's more rain forecasted for today, but who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Then it warms up for the weekend. Do you see where Shannon Sharp has been officially let go from ESPN?
Oh, yeah.
Our old buddy Shannon Sharp right here.
Wow.
Denver Bronco. He's gone. ESPN announced it yesterday. He's no longer coming back. It was a $100 million contract he lost.
Jeez.
Then I read on into the story.
Shouldn't have been creepy.
He
would have been creepy. It would have been fine.
Creepy. Yeah. That creepy will cost you.
Creepy does cost you.
Do you know he paid? And Spadil, this is going to make you feel good because you've not spent anywhere near this money on OnlyFans.
No, okay? I haven't.
She's an OnlyFans model
uh-huh.
that he settled with. $23 million.
Ooh, oh, man. He paid her $23 million. Oh, he settled. I thought you meant he went on OnlyFans.
No. She's the girl in the videos.
That would be an addiction.
Yeah.
You got a problem.
It would be a problem.
Right?
No, he settled out of court. She sued for $50 million, remember?
Yeah.
He paid her $23
million. Wow.
Wow. All right.
Man, this guy's lost $23 million to her. He lost a contract for $100 million. I mean, it just keeps going and going. And what a black eye for him and his family. Because his brother is going into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
He is a black guy.
Yeah. I said a black eye.
Oh.
He's a black eye for the family, Jamie. But how embarrassing. They're the only brothers to ever make the Hall of Fame.
I know.
And then all this happens 2 days. I mean, 2 days before the induction.
That sucks. It's
almost like he can't show up.
Well, I mean, you got to show up. It's your brother, and it's a whole thing. But the timing, ESPN, you know what? They're jerks. They could have waited.
No, well, he even tried to talk to him. He said in an interview, I tried to talk to him and tell them to hold it until after this whole thing was done.
That's
and
really,
they didn't do it.
That to me is intentional. It's a jerk move, right?
Yeah.
Like you want attention right before this happens.
It certainly seems that way.
I don't like that they did that to him.
Here's Shannon.
I'm sure everybody's heard the news by now that I will not be returning to ESPN.
Yep, we heard.
I found out this information a little earlier in the week. And really the only thing that I really ask is like, guys, could we wait until Monday? My brother's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I really want it to be about him and I want it to be about my family. This coming out will overshadow everything that he's worked his entire life for. And unfortunately, you know, it didn't happen that way. And so as I told him, as I profusely apologized to him earlier today, he said, bro, stop apologizing. You don't have to apologize. I'm your big bro. I'm going to love you regardless. We all make mistakes. And he says, bro, I love you. So I'm done with this. You're done with it too.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
His brother is Sterling Sharp.
So here's the thing the only thing that I find a little fishy about the whole situation. They dated on and off for a long time, right?
Yeah.
They dated on, and it feels weird, and I'm saying I'm sure he's a horrible person, but it feels weird that then he dropped his phone and, you know, we could hear him having relations on an accident, right?
Yeah.
And that wasn't that girl.
No, it wasn't.
It was. That's all I'm saying.
Whole different ballgame there. Yeah. I don't know the full story. I just know that she sued. He wanted her to shut up. So he paid her $20 million, $23 million. He loses his job. His brother's going into the Hall of Fame. Now you got this
contract.
Just a bad, bad week.
Well, yeah. And his brother at least said all the right things, but come on.
I got an idea.
Okay.
Hey, Shvedel.
Yeah.
Can you reach out to Shannon Sharp?
Okay.
Can you see if he wants a tote bag?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to make me all feel better.
Tell him we'll autograph it this time. Okay? Just reach out to him and just say, I know you lost a lot. But we'll slide you one, man. We'll slide you one. We'll slide you one just to make everybody feel. And we'll throw one in for your brother, too, going into the Hall of Fame.
We'll
do it for all
that
of
is
them.
Really nice.
Well, yeah. I feel bad for him. We'll be right back.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I have good news.
Oh, good news. Okay.
Good news.
I love good news.
Because Justin Timberlake has sucked so bad, he's getting the boys back together. Yep. It took him his failures and his lackluster performance to realize... Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble. You know the NSYNC guys are like, thank God you sucked.
Yeah.
They were praying for this.
Yes, they were.
You know, this is a good move, though. He needs this. He's got to have the boys back. You know, you got to get, Howie and Larry and Billy or whatever. You got to get the guys back together. And here's what he needs to do. He needs to book about a month down at the Sphere in Vegas.
Yep, exactly.
That way you don't look so Vegas when you do the Sphere.
He'll do a residency. They'll for sure do it like a residency, I think, right?
No, I don't want that, though. I don't want to be over at the Tropicana. No.
But the Sphere does residencies now.
I want the Sphere, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if the Backstreet Boys are doing it, they're, of course, NSYNC's going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to ride that wave right now.
So it says lackluster performances. He knows that it looks bad. How it's gone viral. It's still viral, you guys. It's still viral, and people are still putting down microphones and walking around. And a guy, he made like, he was making eggs.
Yeah.
While the song was playing. It's crazy. That's gone viral. And what is that one? It's making me crazy. How's it go? It goes, and no on our JetBlue experience.
Nothing beats a JetBlue holiday for just 50 pounds.
Yeah, what is that about? Dude, where did that come from?
It's all over the place.
I know.
That's all it is. I'm so sick of it.
I am too. And it's like, it's not funny to me.
Yeah.
You know? It shows, basically, to explain it to all of you that haven't seen it, it's like if some vacation is going bad, they dub over it a British commercial. And it says, do that thing?
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. For just £50, you can do this too, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and so, and it's all over the place. Just driving crazy. I'm like, stop it! Stop it. Anyway, yeah, so Justin Timberlake, it says he's in need of saving grace, having gone viral for all the wrong reasons since hitting the road in April of 2024. They say he's going to go home, spend some time with his family, knock out a movie probably, and then he's going to get the band back together. That sounds like some time.
Yeah, it does. You know? It does. Here's what I'd do if I were the guys, though, okay? These are the other guys who were NSYNC. Again, I don't know their names, but they need to call each other, and they need to say, hey.
Well, yeah, you do know the one, the fat tone.
Oh, I forgot he was part of that. Yeah, Joey,
yeah.
Fat one?
Yeah.
Okay, Joey, fat one. So, Joey, here's what you do. If you're listening to the podcast right now, Joey, call all the other guys except for JT, and you say, ghost him. Don't answer the phone.
Oh,
don't answer
the
phone.
That's a good one.
That way he'll panic like, oh, God, I need them. I need them so bad. I got to help them. And make him panic for like 30 days.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Lay low.
And you know the other one because I had that story where we were at the opening of the Palms and I was hitting on him.
Oh, Lance.
Yeah, I wasn't done with my story.
Oh, sorry.
Can't she tell a story?
My God.
I was just sitting here like I heard it for the first time.
Anyway, I was hitting on Lance, and I was like, hey, and I even like hiked up my boobs and stuff, and I looked good back then. And I was like, hey, and I did the giggle, I did the bend and snap, I did all the things.
Yep.
And come to find out, he likes wieners.
Yeah. Yeah. I took a friend of mine, Dick. I took him to meet Lance at I forgot what the event was, but we had it here in town, and he autographed to him that he loved Dick. He did. He does. He's a friend of mine, Dick is. But he loves, and it's just unbelievable that he was so nice to us. Great guy.
You just threw me off.
No, it's a friend of mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. Okay. He loves that Lance Bass, though.
Yeah. All right.
He does. And look, Lance loves him. He wrote it to
walk.
Him. He wrote him. He said, I love you, Dick.
Quite the walk for that joke.
Yeah. Was a joke. It really happened.
I believe you. You've never told us that in your life, but okay.
Well, there's been guidelines around here before this.
Anyway, yeah, so that is a crazy story. Let's hear. What else was I going to tell you? American Eagle did a polling. Speaking of. I love. They did a polling, and it says that the majority of Sydney Sweeney people love the ad.
That's what I love it.
Listen, I don't get why it became a racial thing. I honestly don't. Would I love to have blonde hair and blue eyes? Of course I would.
I think we're all proud of our jeans, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm proud of my jeans.
Me too.
I mean, I shouldn't be, but I am. It's all
yeah.
I got.
Well, yeah, because I think everybody is. Yeah. Yeah.
Spadella, are you proud of your jeans?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See? Everybody.
What are your jeans?
Irish and Scottish.
Huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you hear that BJ thought he was a Native American?
I was misled on my jeans. But I've wised up now.
Yeah, so anyway. And then this is fun. I like this idea. I actually have a friend. He's a guy. And I love what he does for himself. He's about 40. And he takes classes at like Arapahoe Community College and like different places. He's taking a welding class. At his age, he has a great job. He doesn't need to learn more, but he does that on purpose. Like he's in a welding class right now, like two nights a week.
I think that's cool.
I do too. Yeah. I think it's really cool.
I'd like
cool.
to learn how to weld.
Yeah, I think it's awesome that he does that for himself. Because a lot of people, you know, when you hit 40, you're like, well, I'm settled, I'm done, whatever. I don't need to learn
but
anymore.
Everybody, I think, has that. I don't know if it's only a trade, but it's a hobby that you wish you had tried at least. You know, tried to get a little, you know, proficient at it. And I think we all have that, you know?
I'm still really proud of Carson that he tiled his own house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a stretch for me. Trust me, because I'm not
really
handy
good.
At all.
I thought that was impressive, though. I was like, good job.
Well, thank you.
And BJ working on his car.
Yeah. Yeah, I worked up. I did.
No.
I didn't really work on
no,
it.
You
I just
took
paid
it somewhere.
No. I worked on the sprayer on the sink.
Oh, yeah. Did we have that done yet?
No. I'm waiting on parts.
Oh, a part.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of part would you maybe need?
Well, I'm not really sure, Jamie.
A washer?
I'm a little knee deep in it, but I've got to do something today. I either got to, you know, poop or get off the pot. Okay. Because.
But
how
difficult
because
could
I got company
be?
Coming in and I got all my chemicals in the kitchen floor. Comet. Spray chemicals. It's not good for the dogs and
stuff.
You know? Or the kid.
I got to move today. I got to get something going. Something to spray her.
All right. Did you go on YouTube?
Well, yeah, I did.
And?
Well, I even screwed that up. I can't find the right part. I can't find the part. It doesn't matter. The point is, I tried. I'm giving it an effort, okay? We're not there yet.
I feel like you could just buy an entire sprayer assembly and just kind of like plug and play.
What do you know about sprayers? You talk like an amateur, pal.
Hey, speaking of amateur night, do we have any audio?
For what?
I said, speaking of being an amateur, did our producer get us any audio?
Oh,
I got Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson talking about how they got together on the Today Show.
Okay, here it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here it is.
Are you two an item?
Craig.
What?
Craig.
I don't understand
Liam.
The question.
Pamela. Craig. Don't lie on the...
Look, we met... I had never met Pamela before.
I heard.
We met on set.
Mm-hmm.
And we discovered we had a lovely, budding chemistry.
Yeah.
A connection.
As two actors. And I was like, oh, this is nice. Let's not mold this. Let's just let it breathe. And that's what we did.
He's kind of creepy.
So what's the answer?
Are they together?
They're an item?
Uh-huh.
They're letting it breathe.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, I do that at home. I've been letting it breathe for a while.
A lot of women sleep naked to let their vaginas breathe. Just so you know. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tableau Trash.
I'm kind of glad you're done. Tote bags. You know I'm big on this.
Oh, yeah.
You know I'm big on this. We have two to give away. Here in just a few minutes, we'll do that for you. Plus, a big deal coming down in a parking lot near you tomorrow. Over 100 bags, man. It's going to be a bag blowout tomorrow. I'm pretty excited.
I see that. Did we ever decide if Schmidl can drive the van?
He can't. I found out yesterday. You're out. You get to go. You get to go, but Carson's going to
drive. I got to be your chauffeur. Yeah,
really? They really won't let him drive it?
Oh, they were serious, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, you're... Dude.
Holy hell.
Yeah, you're still on the radar.
No, is that a true story?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's true. I said, but guys, just think of the publicity this thing gets. They said, no way in hell.
Wow.
I go, whoa. Do you have insurance now?
Yeah.
You but said also, that last time.
Yeah, I don't know.
You said that before. You didn't
last
have it.
Time. No,
no. It turned out to be your.
I canceled my insurance.
It turned out to be your dad.
A car.
Schmidl, well, it's a big fat no. Let me tell you. I talked to the bosses yesterday, and they said hell no. Wow. They didn't even say no. They said hell no.
That's fine.
Okay, so you're out.
All right.
Carson will drive. You'll go over 100 bags to be given away. Details coming up.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ Jamie Morning Show with the chance of afternoon thunder showers. Will it happen? Who knows? It is a Thursday. Last day of July, man. July is almost over.
Yeah, look at the back of your plates. I mean, at your license, because I just realized today is the last day I'm rolling clean.
Oh, dude, me too.
You get 30-day grace.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
You get the month after.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. There's no grace period, at least in Douglas County. There's no grace period.
No, it's a state thing.
Well,
it's not even. Yeah, you get 30 days.
No, you don't.
I thought you did too.
Text NATO 303-22 Alice. Do you get 30 days a grace period in order to get your license? Now, you're supposed to get it when they expire, but you won't get a ticket for 30 days.
Okay, so I want you to apologize when you're wrong.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll do the same if I'm wrong.
Same.
But I know I'm not wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they expire a certain date, but you get a grace period if you get pulled over.
If it's expired, it's
you
expired.
Got to go get them done.
There's no grace period.
We'll just wait for the text. Because right now, with this argument, we cannot move on. We have to figure out who's right or who's wrong, okay? I got the audio here of my commercial I just cut. Well, it's not a commercial.
It's really good.
It's a video that I cut on the tote bags, the BJ and Jamie tote bags. Now, look, you know, and I probably overdo it. I like to pound things to death, okay? But I love these tote bags. I really do. And I think they're very snappy. I think they're very snappy.
Very snappy.
And they're very practical, too. And I want everybody that listens to our program to have one. I don't care if you live in Minnesota. I want you to have one.
In Minnesota.
Whatever. We had a couple of requests from out of state yesterday, Jamie.
Okay.
So, and I don't care where you live, but I want to get these in the hands of the people. the people that make us number one in this town.
Gotcha.
You know, it's just a passion I have. All right, so I cut this video for Facebook as we wait on to see who's right. All right, so let's go. Let's go. Here's me earlier this morning. Carson shot the video for Facebook, loving on these tote bags.
This is it. That's it. The BJ and Jamie tote bag. I love this bag. I love this. Did you know this bag, which, by the way, you can win on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, this wonderful tote bag right now lists for $500,000 on eBay. You know why I know that? I post it if you want to make a bid. But you don't have to. You can win it. I love this bag. Win it with BJ and Jamie. I love it.
It makes me happy. That made me happy right there. Made me happy. So you can win one in just a few minutes. All right, so what are we looking at?
Wait, hold on. The fact that you're kissing it.
Oh my gosh.
Is weird to me.
Why?
You're what? Kissing plastic.
I'm showing my gratitude, man. I'm showing my love for the God. Bag.
There's such passion in it.
Oh, I hugged it. I kissed it. Oh, I humped God. It. I did it all.
BJ's,
all right, let's go to
BJ's
it.
BJ's right. Go. It says you're right, but I swear to God, they just posted somewhere like Douglas County or whatever, and said, no, there's no grace period, but I guess there is.
There is a grace period. I don't know. Now, I will give you this. Look, okay. I don't know if it's a written grace period that's somewhere in the, you know, the rules and regulations of the DMV. I don't know. But I just know that if you get pulled over in that 30-day period, I think they let you go. They say, go get this taken care of. Okay, come on. You can do this. And I think that's what it is, Jamie. I don't know if it's a legit law or not.
Right.
But I just know that I've always had that grace period.
What are you seeing, Schmidel?
This says the payment of the fees required by law and in accordance with section blah, 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 not later than the last day of the month following the date of the expiration. So that would be a grace
after.
Period.
All right, so the month after you get 30 days or 31 days for
God,
July.
I hate it when he's right, you guys. Do you know how much this... I'm going home.
Well, come back. No, Jamie, come back. No, look.
We'll just start over tomorrow.
I even tried to soften it for you to say, Jamie, I'm not sure. And then Schmidel has to pile on with the actual law. We didn't need that, Jamie. Schmidel, she was already feeling bad that she was wrong.
I swear.
You didn't have to pile on,
pal. I
swear
they just posted, like, no, there's no grace period.
Pumpkin, I'll just say you're right, okay?
All right, so, well, this is great news for me. So I can just drive dirty for 30 more days?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Now, here's the thing, though. You're still, when you go get your license renewed, your license plate, when you get that sticker, you're still going to pay for that month. They're going to prorate it so that you still have to pay for the 30 days, but you're not on the hook to get a ticket.
Well, yeah, that's fine. Okay. I'm just happy I can roll dirty for 30 days.
Yeah, you're dirty.
Well, I'm not even dirty. I'm legal. Oh, wow, that's great. Okay. Well, anyway, bad news, I was wrong. Good news, I have 30 days and I don't have to get it today. Right?
Yeah, you don't have to do anything today. You can work it out.
Why is there an expiration date if we get 30 days?
Let me give you a tip.
It's all dumb.
Let me give you a tip. Tip. Let me give you a tip, okay?
By the way, I don't get that tip thing because nobody just wants a tip.
No one does.
I don't know why that's a thing. Like a joke? Nobody wants just the tip.
I don't know.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
I'm not even sure I know what it means. All right, listen. Listen to me, okay? With the DMV, okay? And you probably already know this, so don't, I'm not trying to make you feel stupid or anything.
Mansplain? That's what it's called.
Don't go in the first week.
What? Don't go. Oh, because everybody's there.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's
Why
there.
Why make an appointment?
Okay.
Yeah.
But don't go the first.
Thank you for explaining that. You're my friend.
Let's get to some real entertainment here.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
There is a bag. One of our BJ and Jamie tote bags on eBay for $500,000, folks. Is that crazy?
Okay.
Is that crazy
BJ
or what?
Posted.
Shh. I'm giving one away. Stop it. I posted it. I put it up there for $500,000, hoping that the news agencies out there will pick up on it and say, hey, whoa, look
BJ
at this.
BJ literally just told me, he goes, hey, go bid $100,000 for that bag. And I was like, I'm banned from eBay. And he's like, no, make a fake account and call yourself Molly. What? And then I walked out the
Molly.
Road. Carson, did I not go... I think you've lost your freaking mind.
Yeah, Molly, and you bid like $100,000. Uh-huh. And before you know it, we're on like CNN. And all of a sudden they're saying, tote bag is going for $100,000. This is crazy. And then you just go spin. I don't care. I'm not expecting the money.
Yeah.
And we pulled off this great little scheme here.
Yeah, but with my luck, I'd lose the $100,000.
Yeah.
Somehow. It would like go into the system and be gone.
All right, if you're a listener and you hate eBay, okay, you're ready to lose your account, go bid on my bag, okay, and do like $200,000.
Yeah,
and let's see if we can make this work, okay?
Yeah, make sure you connect it to your account.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Caller 9. 303 22 Alice. Caller 9. Then don't forget, we're going to be in a parking lot tomorrow with over 100 bags.
When are we announcing the location?
7:15 tomorrow morning.
Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah. And then giveaway.
Okay, Taylor Swift, let's go.
7:40, we do the bags. I know you think this is just a joke, Jamie, but this is not a joke. Okay.
No, I'm into it.
Listen to me. Listen to me. This is not a joke.
Carson's super excited to drive a van with Schmidl out there.
I literally have to be his Uber driver. Are you going to pay me?
No, know, right? Absolutely not.
He's not allowed to drive.
I know, but because of Schmidl's mistake, now Carson gets the...
That's the way it works, Carson. I'm sorry. You're an up-and-comer, man. You just got to roll with the punches.
You got to take one for the
yep,
team.
You got to take one, man. Sorry. No, it's not in your contract. But you're going to hit the road, pal. Tomorrow. All right, caller 9 now. Then tomorrow morning is the big parking lot blowout, man.
Yeah.
Woo! Looking forward to that. Caller 9, good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Football starts tonight. The Hall of Fame game is tonight.
Yeah, you know what?
No more Thursdays without football until February.
I was thinking about calling my ex-husband and apologizing to him.
Why?
Well, because he just drove me nuts watching so much football, right? You know, and then he's like, oh my God, I'm a surgeon. Like, let me have a break, blah, blah, blah. We got in a huge fight about it. And then I would look through the window and I was working outside and I'd look through the window and I'd be like, I hate you, you know, in my head and stuff. And then I divorced him and all that. But after watching Receivers on Netflix, after watching Quarterback on Netflix, after watching like the Aaron Rodgers documentary on Netflix, I'm more into football than ever.
Greatest sport on earth.
I mean, I really am more into it.
It's great.
And I even watched the concussion with, what's his name?
Oh, Will Smith.
Yeah, I watched that before.
It's nice of you to think that you would call him, but go ahead. Just do it. Why don't you call him?
And just say.
Yeah, just apologize. Yeah. Say, man, I've seen the light. I get it.
Should I do it right now?
I get it.
It's never too late.
I was watching Receivers and Quarterbacks.
Should I do it right now?
You weren't wrong. If you don't mind. Let's go ahead and apologize to him. Because this split them all up. This is the one that was the divorce right here.
It was.
He was into jocks and she wasn't.
I wasn't. No.
And that just killed the marriage right there. Yeah. Hey, what number, Spadil, am I going to here?
Six.
Let me talk to the winner real quick while you try to reach him,
okay?
All right, let me try to get the winner. Line 6, you said?
Yeah.
All right, line 6. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hello?
Spadil?
Hello?
Nobody there.
I was talking to him 2 seconds ago. Yeah. I don't know.
You sure it's not 7?
Hello?
No, it's 6.
He's a mime.
Hello?
No, let me just take 7 and give them one.
No!
What?
Oh, I guess you could.
Kennedy.
They're just that. I thought it was like Taylor Swift tickets.
Hey, Kennedy, you there?
Hello?
Hello?
I feel like it's operator error.
It's not operator error. It's not working for some reason.
All right, forget about it.
You win. Whomever it was, you win. You got two bags.
Ralph was the winner.
Ralph was the winner?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's calling Ralph right now.
We're not.
All right, never mind. All right, we're calling your husband.
My ex-husband.
Ex-husband.
Hi. Hey, listen, you're on the air, so don't say anything bad, okay?
All right. This is a good call. We're not looking for money.
Yeah. This is my ex-husband, everybody. Everybody say hi to my ex-husband.
Hi. What's his name?
We called
Freddy?
We called him the doctor.
Hi, the doctor.
Yeah, the doctor. All right. So listen, I just want to apologize to you for hating football and hating you watching football, sitting in that recliner, because now I like football.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, not only did you convert her to football, you still get to watch football, and you're not married to her.
Yeah.
Life's good.
I'm honored to get a 25-year late apology.
It's never too late to say I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye, doctor.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Holy cow. Jamie, she loves football. On Fox. Oh, that was great. That was great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We go.
You're right. It's never too late to say you're
That's
sorry.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised he answered.
I am. Why? We're friends.
With your name popped up. All right, hang on. I got to hear this music. Gets me in the mood for tonight's game. Oh, by the way, half-price Denver Bronco tickets go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Half price.
Wow, good. Yeah.
As low as like 25 bucks.
I really want to watch the Hunter one.
Hunter.
Travis Hunter, the Jaguars game.
The Jaguars game. That's the one I want to go to.
Oh, well, get your tickets.
Yeah.
They go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. Now, I'll tell you, every year they do this, and they sell out within like 4 seconds.
Yes.
Okay, so it's very difficult. But you go to denverbroncos.com/fans. You put in your information there, and then they're going to send you a text. They're going to send you a text this morning saying, now, call. Or go online or whatever
click
it is
the link.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you have to go and register
but
first?
But you got to go sign up on their website first.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're trying to collect, their information or whatever. But nevertheless, you have to go that route to get the half-price tickets. You can buy, I think the limit's 4 tickets per game.
4 tickets per household, yes.
Okay. And then you can only buy for one game. You can't buy multiple games either.
By the way, the one that Travis Hunter is playing in is on December 21st at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a great
December
game.
December 21st. Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Right before Christmas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be cool.
Or cold.
Yeah.
It'd be cool or cold. Could be. All right. Again, go to denverbroncos.com/fans. Half price tickets on sale this morning at 10 a.m.
BJ and Jamie.
Dallas 105 Don. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Got a new story here. Every day, Jamie, you know, I come into the studio and the first thing I have is a Celsius. Right?
Yeah, I know. I know. You guys, you and Schmidl.
Every day.
Yep.
Every day. And lately, I don't know what it is. Well, now we know.
Well, now now we really know.
But I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. I've been feeling really good lately.
Well, you've been very jolly, I guess, is my word for you. Jolly. And Schmidl's like been running into walls. Because he drinks more Celsius than you do.
Yeah, he does 2 or 3.
Yeah. And like, remember the other day, I was like, Schmidl, did you just run into a wall?
He did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've been jolly, you know, not making half a lick of sense, but happy about it. You know, woo-hoo, one of those. And then yesterday the news broke. Vodka is in the Celsius now.
How do they make this mistake?
I guess they make High Noon, right?
I guess so.
I don't even know what they made in the same facility.
But it seems like that would be so obvious. Like, over here's the vodka.
Keep these far away from each other.
You got one job, folks.
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't put the vodka in the Celsius, but you already did it. I guess they got the cans mixed up, and they put High Noon in Celsius cans.
I mean, somebody was in the vodka at the plant.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how did that happen?
You're right. A drunk employee, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the story.
A warning if you like your Celsius or if you like your High Noon, because there's now a recall for some of this stuff after they were mislabeled. Celsius as High Noon, vice versa. Celsius, as you know, does not have vodka in it, does not have alcohol in it. High Noon does. So fortunately, nobody's reported getting sick so far. But boy, that might be a surprise when you pop the top. High Noon says it's working with the FDA and stores across a bunch of states to get these mislabeled products off shelves. But word of warning for you if you've got some in your fridge or in your cooler.
This is like replacing the gummies in the candy section with marijuana gummies.
It's exactly like that.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing.
I mean,
I've got my Celsius right here. Man, is it good.
You know, because a lot of kids feel like they're being bad when they drink those, you know, when they're like 13 and stuff.
Yeah.
I know, because my kid... I wouldn't allow him to have any energy drinks, right? Because they're so bad for you. And I remember the first time he had a Red Bull, he thought he was so cool. He's like 12.
He's like hiding it.
Yeah, he's hiding it. And he's like, like, is that a Red Bull? No. Yeah. Yes, it was. Anyway, but so imagine like you have these 12-year-olds and now they're all drunk. My God.
That is a wild
story. I'd be furious.
That is wild.
I'd sue their pants off. I'd be so mad.
You would think that they're going to have to pay some type of fine for this.
This is ridiculous.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you get fined? I mean, exactly what Jamie's saying. There are kids
yeah.
well under 21 that are drinking these drinks, and some could have gotten vodka.
Or like Danny, my old partner, he used to be on this stuff. I forgot. He took a pill, and it would make him violently ill if he had alcohol, like where you have to go to the ER. I forgot what it's called, but it's on purpose for people that are alcoholics. Yes. I forgot what it's called.
Yep.
And so he would take this pill or whatever, and he couldn't even be around like any kind of cologne.
Mm-hmm.
It would make him so sick.
Yeah.
So imagine somebody did that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean there's got to be some fines here. I mean, there's just no way. I mean, you're taking alcohol. You got to be 21 to buy. You're putting it in a Celsius can by accident. I get it. You didn't do it on purpose, but still, you got to pay the price.
May I just say this?
What?
Heads are going to roll.
Heads
are going to roll.
Have you ever tried one of those high noons?
I have, yeah.
I don't know what they are.
They're awesome.
I've never heard of them.
It's a seltzer.
Yeah.
It
is? But it's liquor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of it.
Honestly, if you're drinking a Celsius or a High Noon, you really can't tell the difference because you can't taste the alcohol in High Noons at all.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't?
No, it's just like, it tastes like
So tonic. I could be drinking High Noon here and not even know it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to detect it unless you had one of those pills you're talking about. Yeah. But I wouldn't notice it.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
Yeah. Feeling good.
Oh, is that why you grabbed him? Are you hoping that you go?
Well, yeah. Spadella, bring me another one.
Oh my God.
Tabloid Trash coming up here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. More tote bags to give away too.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
And abuse.
And abuse.
Oh, that just recorded me on my phone. Whoops. I'm not going to send that. That'll be weird just to send it randomly back to my...
And abuse.
I don't know. What? Okay. Anyway, can I just bitch about one thing real quick?
What?
Do not buy the Annie's Rice Krispie Treats.
Why?
My God, they're horrible.
Are they bad?
Ugh.
What makes them so bad?
Ugh.
It's hard to screw up a Rice Krispie Treat.
I even gave one to Spadilla. Is he in there?
Yeah.
I didn't think that they were good just because, like, they have this weird... it's not even an aftertaste. It's like a mid-taste. Like, at first, you're like, okay, this is a Rice Krispie Treat, and then it comes in and it's just this weird, disgusting taste.
It is.
And then
awful.
It kind of finishes with, like, a buttery taste, but, like, the middle of it is just gross.
Wow, you really thought about it, but I just meant, yuck.
Just stick to Kellogg's.
Yeah.
Kellogg's is the way to go, man.
Nope. I'll tell you the best one. It's King Supers in the bakery department. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they have like...
Well, that's... Yeah, see, you live in a different world than we do.
They have a big pack of... Like, they make them fresh, and they put them in the... You know, right there, they're sitting out at
I've never had the fresh ones.
Well, she's bougie.
I'm not bougie.
She's buying deli stuff, man. No. Guys like me, we have to go over there to the King Supers brand.
Yeah.
No, I get that, but I can't afford the deli.
It's the bakery.
I can't afford that,
There's
Jamie.
There's no Rice Krispie Treats in the deli.
I got a 7-year-old. It's tight.
All right, let's see here. I got, lots to get to. I didn't get to this, and I wanted to talk about really fast. Oh, no, I don't. Ellen DeGeneres. Did you see this?
I did.
Yeah, this is kind of crazy. So, what's his name? Adam Carolla is coming out and saying he knows stuff about Ellen DeGeneres.
I like Adam Carolla.
I do, too.
I think he is very, very good at what he does.
I do, too.
I think he shoots you straight, too. I don't think Adam Carolla, to me, seems like a guy that lives in Hollywood that's not Hollywood. And he loves to talk about how bougie they are, you know?
You know why I like Adam Carolla is because after Danny Bonaducci was fired from my show, Danny joined Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
So it was Adam Carolla and Danny, and Adam hated him.
Danny? I could see them not getting along.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla's really good. He really is good.
Anyway, so Adam Carolla says he knows stuff. He filled in for Ellen DeGeneres a couple of times, and he said it was insane how everybody was like, I mean, they'd come into him and they say, hey, now listen, before you go on, don't mention meat. Don't say anything about meat. Ellen freaks out if anybody talks about meat, and Adam's like, I'm not going to talk about meat. And they're like, hey, you're going to talk about Christmas, right? You're not going to bring up like you ate turkey or anything, right, at Christmas? And he's like, what is your problem?
Yeah, because she's vegan.
Yeah, she's vegan.
She's vegan. You can't talk meat on her show.
Yeah, and then the guy said, I'll get fired if you mention meat.
Wow.
And he's like, what? But it's my own story. Like, it's Ellen's show. She doesn't want anybody to ever talk about meat.
The bottom line is Adam Carolla is saying that when he was on the show, that everybody there that worked for her was terrified of her. They were on eggshells.
Yep.
Thinking they could be fired over any slip-up, anything minor. They're fired.
Obviously, she's not even there, and they're freaked out. Yeah. Like, don't say it. It's her show. She'll fire me if you say meat.
Yeah.
That's on another level.
And he said, later on, I talked to someone who signed an NDA, so I'm not going to say his name, but he wrote for the Ellen DeGeneres Show. And I said, hey, so how's Ellen? And he said, worst person ever, worst person ever, worst person I've ever met, worst person I've ever worked for.
Whoa.
Wow.
I think there's something to this story, too. Well, I do. I think Ellen was,
I was her biggest fan.
I don't think she was a nasty person.
But I thought she was so nice.
And all of her shows are awesome.
They're funny as crap. I almost said the F word.
Like the Ellen's Game of Games.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
So good, right? And like even when she'd have little kids on, she was brilliant with them. It was so funny. And then, I mean, and at the end, she'd always be like, be kind to one another.
Fake, Jamie. Fake.
She said be kind.
She was a big stinking fake.
She literally would look at me and say, be kind. I'm like, okay, Ellen, I will. I loved her show. Anyway. All right.
Hey, I got one to throw in here. Okay. Just speaking of TV shows, yeah. Okay, I saw this yesterday. I meant to mention it yesterday. Did you see where, you know, they let Stephen Colbert go, right?
Right.
Did you see that he had 200 people working for him? His staff?
What?
Yeah. He said it was 200 people that are being let go because of his show. That's how many people he had working on his staff.
We only have a half a person.
Yeah. If that. Half a brain for sure.
Wow. 200 people.
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right.
This was a Piers Morgan interview yesterday.
We got lighting. We got sound. We got editing. Stage. We got editing.
But still.
I could see like 30.
I could too.
Yeah. They had a band.
I said maybe 30 to 50.
Yeah.
Maybe.
200
people working on the Stephen Colbert show.
That is a big ticket.
And it still sucked.
I never saw it, to be honest with you.
Well, it lost a lot of money. We know that.
Anyway, all right, let's hear Justin Timberlake. I'm still excited about this, you guys. Him sucking is to our advantage. So here's what they're saying. Justin Timberlake, behind closed doors, sources say, they say that he's like, okay, I got to fix this because my tour sucks. His last night on the road, he did a 121-date world tour, and unfortunately has gone viral how bad it is. Yep. And, I mean, viral. And so he wraps it up tonight in Istanbul, is his last show. And they're saying behind the scenes, he is talking to his buddies at NSYNC and saying, hey, want to get the band together again?
Wait a minute. They're bringing Sexy back in Istanbul tonight?
Yes.
Get out of here. Yes. That's the story.
It is the story. Istanbul's pretty.
I don't know. I just, Istanbul, that threw me off.
Istanbul. the Hulk Hogan thing. Okay. I meant to ask Schmidl to get the audio. Shoot, I forgot. Anyway, Harvey Levin has some questions about Brooke Hogan saying she wants out of the will. It felt like that Harvey Levin was saying, hey, she was never in the will, and so now she's making a big deal saying she wanted it out.
Oh.
Because he said, here's what he said. She said, I don't want any fights, right? I don't want any fights. That's why I want out of the will. But he said, when you write it up with somebody, when you write it up with a lawyer, it is ironclad. So there couldn't be any fights. It is whatever he wrote with a lawyer at his death, his will, it's ironclad.
Like that's the way it is, cut and dry.
I think they can be contested.
Well, they can, but there's no.
Yeah.
He basically said it is whatever's written is it is the law.
Right, but it is, but it can also get held up because it's contested. And you got this, and that. I mean, I've seen it before. I've gone through it before, and it's just it gets ugly. But you're right. I mean, it is set the way it's set in the will.
He just had some suspect. He was just like, something else is going on here, and I can't figure it out. He just, because they think that he's worth even more than $25 million. They said, like, you know, who knows how much he's worth. He has a liquor company. He has all these different brands. And his name alone in the future will be worth money.
Just the trademark itself.
Exactly.
Is worth a fortune. I mentioned that yesterday. I said, it makes no sense. Simply because, I mean, the revenue they have right now, the money he has right now in his estate, that's nothing compared to what's about to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, his stuff is selling out all over the world right now. Hulkamania everywhere. And it's going to bring in hundreds of millions of dollars. And why she would step aside, unless that hockey player she married made a lot of money. It's the only thing I can figure out.
Yeah, but he didn't make $100 million.
I don't know.
You know? That.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so I don't know. Harvey didn't really want to say something, but he's just like, are we sure that she was even in it or was she not in it? And then he was like, there's something doesn't make sense with this whole story.
Well, here's what really doesn't make sense to me. If for her to step aside, which means more money for that son of his.
Yeah.
That, what's his name? Nick?
Yeah.
I think Nick. His name's Nick, right?
It is.
Nick is going to be a terrible millionaire, okay?
Horrible.
This guy is trouble. He is nothing but trouble. He's always been trouble. So if you hand him about $20 million, it's going to get ugly.
Well, and that's what they were talking about, too. They were also talking about his new wife. He has a new wife, and I guess he was so happy because she loves the Lord, too, because Hulk loves Jesus, and his new wife loves Jesus. And he said he felt like he got a whole new family.
Yep.
So I don't know if she has kids or something. She must.
I don't know.
But he said, I got a whole new family, and I'm so excited about it, and I finally found the love of my life. And then you have the ex-wife over here. I mean, I'm sure she already settled with her old divorce and signed off on it, but...
Linda.
Wasn't Linda found on a bench somewhere wasted?
She had a bad day. She had a bad day once. Yeah. Oh, Linda.
Linda.
And you know Linda is about to come into the picture again.
Yep, and go after the estate. So, I don't know. The whole thing is weird. And they asked, why was Brooke Hogan estranged from her dad? There were two reasons. Number one, her dad had an affair with one of her good friends.
I forgot about that.
Wow.
Is that wrong? No, I'm just asking. Is that like,
asking for a friend?
Yeah. Did he overstep his boundaries or something? And when was this?
I mean,
could have been 22.
We forget about those things, don't we? Yeah. All right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right. BJ, Jamie, morning show. Another tote bag blowout. Don't forget, tomorrow morning at this time.
Blowout reminds me of a baby's diaper.
It does.
Doesn't matter.
That's all I think about.
Doesn't matter. You can use this as a diaper if you want. It's a nice bag. It's a really nice bag. All right. Tomorrow morning at this time, we'll be in a parking lot somewhere within, 20 miles of the radio station, and we'll be giving away 100, at least 100, maybe more, of these bags to the first 50 people to show up.
Nice.
This time, tomorrow morning, another chance to win. Coming up in a few. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday, July 31st, last day of July. I got to take a quick break, but when we come back, a couple of things. First of all, the dentist that was been on trial, the verdict is in. Shannon Sharp loses a ton of money. And then Jamie tells me a story about a text that went wrong. Not good. Not good. Not good. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you ran to the restroom.
I ran.
Hey, you're an athlete.
And I ran back.
That was pretty quick, actually.
I'm the fastest peer in the West.
Yeah. All right, so we'll get to the text.
Okay.
How it's all screwed up.
All right.
Jamie will catch her breath.
I'm in shape. Shut up.
We got a basement hottie over here.
Yeah. Don't forget about my basement hottie routine.
Basement hottie routine coming up today. Man, a lot on the way. Hang on.
So much.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show right here. We got a couple of bags to give away. We'll give away tote bags. BJ and Jamie. Oh.
I have a question.
Go check out the video that we put on Facebook this morning. I'm selling the bag. Well, not literally selling it. I'm just showing you how much I care for these
you're
bags.
You're a marketing genius.
I am.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was chunky.
Yeah,
tomorrow, after we do that, can we be done?
No.
Yeah.
I got phase two coming next week.
Phase two.
Yeah. Get this.
No, let's
autographed
take a week.
Bags.
No, let's. Oh,
next
God,
week
I'm not
is
autographing Spadil. I'm not autographing a bag.
Spadil and I met on this.
Yeah,
today did we?
We
Spadil?
Did earlier.
I'm not autographing
here's
a
why.
Bag. That
here's
is
why.
So dumb.
No, you're autographing
no,
a bag,
not.
Jenny. Yes,
no,
you are. Yes, you are.
Make me. What are you gonna do? Like drug me and use my hands?
I will. I will. I'll pull a Danny Bonaducci on you. Hey, listen, listen, listen.
You can't name names like that.
Listen, listen, listen. Spadil.
Oh, God.
You told me earlier this morning, mm-hmm. What are they begging for?
Oh, two of the people that called in and have won, they wanted you guys to sign the bags.
I'm not signing it. Hey, yeah. I'm not signing it.
When you explain
bag.
These things, don't say the word two.
Well, they wanted
say,
it.
Say
I, yeah.
thousand.
Thousands.
Everyone who
everyone.
Won.
Come on, man. Work with
me. All right. So, all right
listen,
so,
listen.
Oh, no,
so
listen
here's what
me.
We're doing.
You listen to me. We're going to take a week off, and then you can do phase two later.
All right. Text NATO.
Yes.
303, 22 hours.
A week off.
No.
Yes.
Week off or week, no week off, okay?
Week off.
Week off or no week off, please. Autographed bags. That's great. I love it. I love it. Autographed bags, phase two. All right, do we take a week off?
Yes.
Let it breathe?
Yes.
I'm just afraid once you let it breathe, it just gone.
Well, let's just see
I
how
don't
that
want it
goes.
To be gone.
Let's see how it goes. We'll just take that chance.
All shall right. We? Yeah. A couple of bags coming up here in just a couple of minutes. All right. First of all, let's get to this text thing.
Okay. Well, what happened? This is just weird timing. So remember how, I don't know, all my girlfriends are screwing up like their lives with text. So remember I told you that story where my girlfriend, her daughter accidentally had her phone and put out a weird text
yeah.
to a group, right? That whole thing. Well, listen to this. So then I was just like, this is weird timing. I'm sitting there with my girlfriend and she's like, oh my God, the worst thing happened on the planet. I'm like, what? She's like, well, my mom is convinced that Jesus is coming and, you know, the end of the world, right? Because the volcano, the earthquakes, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And so she wrote me this whole thing that Jesus is coming and blah, blah, blah. And that everybody needs to get to church. And we all need to prepare and all this stuff. So my girlfriend wrote this whole thing like, you have got to help me with mom. She's losing her mind. She's getting dementia. Like, she's off the rails, blah, blah.
Because she thinks the apocalypse is
yeah,
coming?
Yeah, yeah. And so she wrote this whole thing to her sister saying, please help me with her.
Okay.
And she sent it to her mom.
Oh. Sent it to mom. Oh. Well, if mom has Alzheimer's, she'll never know.
No, she doesn't. She has it on and off. She's not full-blown Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So she's just getting there. Yeah. She hasn't been diagnosed or anything with it.
Oh, I got you.
But
so she just assumes she is.
Right.
Because of the way she's
kind
thinking.
Of crazy yeah. talk. And so she said,
maybe mom needed to hear that.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's
maybe
what
mom
I said.
Needed to hear that. Maybe it's not such a bad thing.
Right?
Mom, you're being a little lonely here. Or at least we think you are.
Yeah. Right.
Now, look, I don't think she's loony by her, you know, loving Jesus and all that. I think that's great. But as far as the end of the world, she might be overreacting a little bit.
Right.
You know? So I think it's okay to tell mom, simmer down now. Simmer down.
But wait, it gets
we're gonna
weirder.
Be okay.
It gets weird. This gets weirder.
It does?
Yes. So I'm out. Oh, my God. This is so great. So I'm out with my girlfriend, right? Last night. We went just to have dinner or whatever. And we're hanging out. And she is having a problem with one of her other friends. A problem with her friend, right? Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you know what? I'm just going to go in the bathroom and I'm going to call her and just say, hey, why don't you come over and join Jamie and I and we can all hash this out, right? I said, that sounds great. Okay, fine. I mean, I'm not in it. It's just her.
Yeah.
And I said, but I'll listen to you guys and you guys can figure it out. You've been best friends forever. So she goes to the bathroom and she calls her. She doesn't pick up. So she comes back to me and we sit down. And so I was like, so what happened? And like, why are you guys in a fight? Because I don't know the other girl.
Right.
And so she starts telling me and she starts saying like not so nice things about her and stuff and how she's gained weight and she thinks she might be jealous of her, you know, just all this stuff.
So her friend got fat.
Her friend got fat, but she also got mean to her because she's jealous of her and just, I don't know. And she's going through a divorce, just all kinds of stuff. But she was, and her kids are bad, like everything. Well, my girlfriend never hung up the phone.
Oh,
okay.
So the phone, it was recording.
It
like
recorded everything she told me.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
So everything she told you.
Yep.
She heard live.
No, she heard recorded because she didn't answer the phone. So she was leaving a message.
Oh, she left a voice message.
Yeah, she's leaving a message in the bathroom saying, hey, why don't you stop by this place and meet Jamie and I. We're just having a couple cocktails and we can just get.
She just never hung up.
And she never.
Yep. Oh. Well, she had a really stupid moment, didn't she?
Well, it's.
Sure appears that way.
And then she tried to fix.
So what do you do now? What do you do?
Well, that girl just blocked her.
You can't do anything.
She can't even call her now. She blocked her phone number.
The fat friend did? No, the fat friend blocked. I'm just trying to make sure I got the story straight.
With the horrible children. Yes. The fat friend with the horrible children.
The fat friend with the horrible children who was told she's fat and horrible. Yeah. Her, she blocked the other person. I think I would too, though.
I know.
If I'm the fat friend, you damn right.
I'm
blocking you.
Remember,
okay?
I told
hey, skinny. Guess what? Party's over.
Is that, yeah,
I think we've worked
two,
it all out here.
But that's two things in one day.
Yeah.
Where two of my friends ruined their lives in one day. It was the weirdest day yesterday.
I don't know if I've ever done it or not, okay? But you don't know how many times I've looked down at my phone and that thing is recording. It's recording that voice-to-text thing,
yep.
Okay?
Yep.
I have looked down, I'll bet you, Jamie, no less than 40 times that I've caught myself. I don't know what's been sent. I have no idea. I have no idea. Nobody's ever contacted me saying, hey, what the hell are you talking about? You're a schmuck. But nobody's ever contacted me. But I feel like something had to be out of 40 times.
I do feel like I listened to Butt Dialers for way too long.
Oh, for sure I do.
I like that.
I'm right there with you. I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? Yeah.
I know, me too.
It's like a reality
I'm
show.
I'm like, this seems mean.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Blow them out. So the. The audience
I don't
has spoken.
I don't even want. You know what? It's just some mean texters that don't like me.
No, that's not it at all,
yeah,
Jamie.
It
it's called a demand. There's a demand for the tote bags. In fact, we'll take caller 9 right now. 303-22-ALICE for your chance to win. Well, no, you'll win. Not even a chance. But go ahead. Call now. Caller 9. I got to change it up one day because some people on the app, they feel like caller 9, they can't get through in time.
Because
of the delay.
Yeah.
So maybe we do a caller 105 or
so
something.
So my
like
suggestion
that.
Was that we take off a week for these stupid ass bags.
They're not stupid bags, Jamie. You've got a bad attitude.
I said stupid ass bags.
I'm just saying.
See, that makes it more fun. Anyway, take a week off and then we can do phase two later. You know what I mean? Just, you know, let it breathe. And all you guys are just went against me and said, no, no, yep.
So it's done. Phase two coming up on Monday. We'll have autographed bags, BJ and Jamie. Now, Jamie's autograph may not be hers. It may be Schmidill writing on the bag and putting Jamie's name, but you really won't know the difference, okay? So I'm just going to, I got to say that up front because I don't want to be a fraud, okay?
Yeah.
So when you get the BJ and Jamie autographed bags, just know that BJ's authentic. I don't know so much about Jamie's.
A little questionable.
Well,
in fact,
it's a grocery
he might even
bag.
Misspell
who
it.
Signs, who signs a grocery bag? Right. That's just so weird.
Yeah, and Spadil, it's not Jamey, okay? That's the way you've been signing stuff.
That
I had even practicing earlier this morning because I knew you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm not
so I said, hey, why don't you practice with the Jamie thing? He misspelled it.
Well, a lot of people will spell it Jaime, which is weird too, but it's Jamie. Yeah.
Maybe that's how we do it. Maybe we misspell it, so therefore we can't be sued. Because it's like, well, that's not really how she spells it anyway.
Yeah,
so
maybe
it doesn't
that's
really
the
matter.
Idea.
It's a fraud.
Oh, my God, you guys. I have to tell you something that is so funny. I haven't run in a long time. Like, run. You know, like, sprint. You know, like, people jog and stuff. But Carson and I decided to do a sprint down the hall. I don't know why. We just decided. My legs were like, what are you doing? They were like, so, I mean, it was like I have a disease.
Yeah.
Because they were like, we don't do this. And then they kind of were almost going to give out on me.
They were going to give up.
They were. Well, they didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, I think everything, you know, your body has memory, right?
Yeah.
They don't remember.
No. I saw you bouncing off the walls
out there
trying to get down the hallway.
I know, because we were having a race. I mean, obviously, kicked my ass, but my God, it was so weird. I felt like, oh my God, do I have a cognitive disorder? Because my brain was telling my legs to run as fast as they could.
They don't remember.
They've never done this before. No,
it's like...
They were like,
I mean, when was the last time we ran?
When's the last time?
Leg talking to the other leg.
And that's what I was
going to
ask.
Know, buddy.
When's the last time you actually full blown sprint?
Last time I ran?
Yeah, like after a dog or something.
Sprint, I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
It is weird.
I mean, I moved. I go out and shoot some basketball sometimes.
No, but I mean, full blown run.
No.
You got to try. It'll be weird. You're going to freak out because your brain is like, whoa!
Yeah, I think I'd fall down. I really do.
Like sprinting is a lot.
It was weird. Yeah. Even Carson's like, I am a little winded.
I haven't ran that fast in a long time.
Yeah. Well, here's what a tip. We do. That's what we do in the hallways during a lovely song.
Here's a tip. Don't try that anymore.
I know, right?
Just give up on it, okay?
Oh my God.
Give up on it. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm telling you right now, you know I love horses, okay? That's why I went with Polo.
Let me explain something. Okay, so I have a new workout partner. Her name is Danielle. Is it Daniela or Danielle?
Danielle.
Okay, Danielle, and she's smoking hot.
Danielle.
You know who she is.
Oh, yeah.
She's a salesperson here, and I mean, she's smoking, right?
She's here in the parking lot every day.
Oh, my God.
There she goes.
From a bush. I'm in the bushes.
There she goes.
But she's beautiful.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's my new workout partner in the basement. We're the basement hotties. I'm lukewarm.
Yeah. She carries it up for both of you, though. I mean, it wouldn't even be fair if both of you were as hot as she is.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be fair to anybody.
It's the basement lukewarm and the hottie, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I was on the site, the Aloe site, you know, it's like the new Lulu. It's super cool. It says ALO and everybody's wearing it, whatever.
I've never seen it.
You haven't?
No.
It's just,
ever.
It's just ALO. And it's,
I thought you meant that stuff, gel stuff you rub on your skin. Yeah. I didn't know what the hell you were talking
sunburn?
About.
Yeah.
But it's like the new rage and workout stuff. So I'm online. Because now I have a workout partner, and now I'm, you know, going to the gym in the basement. And so I was like talking to Carson about, because he likes fashion. And so we were talking about this and how expensive, blah, blah, blah. And then BJ just out of nowhere pipes in, you guys are not going to believe what I bought yesterday. So we have to stop our aloe conversation.
Well, I just want to fit in. You know, I feel like, you know, just an outsider sitting here listening to you guys aloe talk. I don't have anything to contribute, but I thought that, you know, I found I think it's a new company out there. I don't know if it is or not, but I was over at Kohl's, and I was looking for some shirts for golf.
Uh-huh.
And I got this brand called Polo. It's got, no, listen to me, Spadol. It's not funny. Polo, it's got a guy on a horse with a big stick.
And I'm like, did you really buy Polo shirts? And he really did buy Polo shirts.
I wore one just the other day, and you said that looks brand new, remember? That was Polo.
Well, I didn't see the horse on
it. Yeah, I had a horse on
it. I have the monitors in front of me.
Not only did he buy those, but he signed up for a Kohl's credit card to get an extra 30% off.
Yeah, I got 100 and... It's not funny, guys. No, I'm serious.
I
got $160 off.
Whoa.
On my purchase.
That's
yeah.
Nice.
Because it was like $400. And the lady said, hey, if you take one of these cards here, we'll get you a little discount.
Yeah.
And I said, how much? She said, $160. Throw it on me, girl.
Did you get to scratch that thing? Did you get to scratch
it? Yeah, I got to scratch like a game show. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. It is kind of fun.
And I walked out of there with 6 polos.
I've had a lady that says, oh, that's only 10%. Try again. And then I got 50, and she's like, oh, I know there's something bigger in there. Try again.
I got 30.
Nice.
Yeah, I got 30 plus the card. It was 100 and something dollars.
Stacking the deals.
That is good. But here's
sweet.
The thing. What you should do next time, I mean, so did you get every color or something?
Pretty much. A lot of some of the colors they didn't have it by size.
Yeah, yeah. So you're wearing polos now. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You should go for that little alligator. That little alligator on the side. It's called, isn't it Izod?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, yeah.
They got an alligator?
Oh, yeah.
I like gators.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
I lived in Florida.
Yeah.
I might go for that. Okay. I don't think they have that one, Jamie. I don't know for sure. But yeah, I got the
Izod anymore. Is Izod even made anymore? I don't think.
Yeah, I see. They have a website
sure
still.
Does.
Yeah,
they do.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Yeah,
it was a phase, Mom.
Just saying.
Nice,
cutting edge.
At least you got some new shirts.
I got new shirts.
Yeah.
I got new shirts for golf. All right, let me get to this story real quick here. This Aurora dentist, he is done. Guilty, man.
Yeah.
Guilty on all charges.
Colorado dentist James Craig was found guilty of first-degree murder for poisoning and killing his wife, Angela. Craig was on trial for repeatedly lacing his wife's protein shakes over the course of 10 days. And when that failed, prosecutors say he gave her a final dose of cyanide.
Jeez.
He's also found guilty of trying to cover up her murder by asking others to lie and fake evidence that made it seem like she took her own life.
Man,
what
poison.
Was the motive? Does it say the motive?
He didn't like her. Wanted out of the marriage. No, that was it, Jamie. That was the motive.
But you don't have to kill her.
He did. He did not want to pay her any money. He had made money being a dentist, and he did not want to lose any of those funds. He didn't want her to get half the business. He didn't want her to get anything. So best way to do it is to get rid of her, and that's what he did.
Wow.
And he did it so sloppy. I mean, this guy, protein shakes, he's trying to poison, he's got cyanide, he's telling other women that he's doing it. I mean, this guy was absolutely scum.
I can't imagine going to a dentist and then finding out later he's a murderer.
Oh. No kidding.
Wouldn't that be weird? That would be a weird feeling.
I'll bet you we have listeners
for sure
that were patients of this man.
Because, you know, you're like, I mean, most of us, we like our dentist, we like our doctor, that's why we go to him. And then to find out he actually is such a piece of crap, I mean, and his mind is so warped.
It would just be creepy, like, looking back on all the appointments and all the conversations you
had. Exactly. You would rethink everything.
And the daughters, I mean, there's no doubt what happened here. The daughters yesterday, they also, I mean, they basically said, this guy, I mean, he's just, I know he's a dad, but he's scum of the earth.
Oh, my God.
They were so infuriated.
She said he used to be their hero, and now that's the villain in their story for the rest of their life.
For the rest of their life.
Of course
he is. I felt so bad for them.
He killed their mom.
It's awful.
It's hard to hear.
Yeah, it is.
It's just, wow. It's just, I can't believe that somebody. Is somebody in dental school? Yeah, somebody. And you got to be fairly bright, right?
Yeah.
Could be so stupid to do something like this and to do it so sloppy the way he did it and bragging about it to other women. This guy deserves to be under the jail.
But I will say, you watch people in these divorces and they freak out about money. You know, I mean, it is.
It consumes them.
It does. It consumes them.
I just don't have that in me.
My girlfriend's going through it right now and her ex doesn't even want to pay for college for her kid.
I don't get it.
It's like, what?
I mean, it's only money. Who cares?
Yeah,
you know? I mean, walk away. I mean, he could have done half. He'd still have his practice. He could have done half this and pay this and pay this. You still get the other women on the side. I mean, yeah, I don't understand it.
You know what? I'll make you understand it.
What?
Money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
I should get that on a poster.
I think it's in the Bible.
Oh.
We'll look.
That was a good one.
But I'll check for you.
Okay. I made it up.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie.
I think I'm going to try for tickets this morning.
Oh, you are?
Half price.
Yeah.
I want to see the Tennessee Titans when they come to town. That's the first game of the season, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go see that. They go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. Denver Broncos, half price.
My ex-husband, you know how we called him earlier this morning? Well, he said that he'll fly in for December 21st. He wants to go to the Travis Hunter game, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So we need to try to get tickets.
Yeah.
Spadil!
I'm on it.
All right. We'll give you a credit card. I'll give you a credit card, okay?
Okay.
And then you see if you can get in at 10 o'clock. Right. I need four to Tennessee when the Titans come to town. And Jamie needs four.
No, two.
Two. For the 21st of December.
Yeah.
Right before Christmas. Oh, that means he'll be here for Christmas.
Mm, that's so sweet.
That'll be so lovely. Hopefully it snows.
Oh, my God.
By the fireplace.
So sweet, a fireplace.
Right there on that bearskin rug of yours.
But you know what, though? We've talked about this before. Even though my girlfriend is in a good relationship with her ex-husband and they're dating again, I don't know if it works. Going back to your ex.
It's only got to work for 24 hours. It doesn't have to work.
No, but you know what I mean?
After that, like, I'm not talking long-term here. Yeah. I'm just talking about a December 21st.
Because I will tell you, like, when we play golf, some of the things that I remember about him, like, were coming
cropped
around.
Up again?
Yeah. I was like,
I could see that. We're talking a one-nighter here. Yeah. We're not talking about the lifetime.
All I did was golf with him. I was like, some of these things were
18 holes is a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe just a little too much.
And then when I went and saw my ex boyfriend, Travis, like the way he was laughing, just, oh my God.
Gave you the ick.
Yeah. Gave me the ick.
Fidel, forget about those tickets on the 21st. I don't think he's coming.
This might not happen.
Just try to get the Tennessee Titan tickets, okay? Forget about Jamie.
That was quick.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work.
21st.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work.
I think it's going to be a great game. No, Travis Hunter, oh my God.
Tickets go on sale 10 o'clock this morning. It's the Bronco annual half price sale, which goes so fast. It's unbelievable.
But then Carson was telling me off the air that they're like all really bad nosebleed seats.
Who cares?
I do.
We're just going to the game.
I need to be on the 50-yard line.
To impress.
Really, really low.
He's not coming to town. It ain't going to matter with
no,
you.
No, not to impress him, just because I want to sit
for
there.
For you.
Oh, I don't care where I sit, as long as I can get cheap tickets to get in.
Really? Even yeah. if it's way, way up there and it's, you know, two below zero?
Yeah, it's all about the atmosphere.
You catch the
yeah.
wind.
Oh. I'm fine with that. I think those tickets, I'm guessing they'd probably be about $25 each.
But there's rules. It says limit 4 per household and no multiple game purchases are allowed. So I right. can't buy yeah. you both tickets. I can
on the
only
same
buy
credit card.
Tickets.
Yeah, you can use different
can
cards.
Can I use the other credit card, your debit one?
No. There's nothing on that one. It's blank.
Really?
Empty.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we'll try at 10 o'clock, okay? Good luck, buddy.
Yep, I'm ready.
I'll give you 2 of the tickets if you can get 4.
Okay.
No, wow. Whoa. No, back up. Oh, I'll give you 1.
1? That yeah. sounds,
I need
sounds
3.
Fun.
I need 3.
Wait, you're going as me. A family with Fidel?
Yeah, I was going to ask who yeah. else are you bringing?
As a third wheel?
That yeah. doesn't sound fun.
Me, Lisa, Frog, and you. We'll have a blast, buddy.
You'll at least have someone there who enjoys football, I guess.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. BJ will get you a corn yeah. dog or yeah. something, you know?
To get these tickets, you have to go to their website. You have to go to denverbroncos.com/fans. And then I guess they get your information and they text you when the tickets go on sale.
Yep. Nice.
Is that how it works?
I don't
know. All right. Now, earlier this morning, we played this, and Jamie has a good take on this. I agree with you. ESPN did him wrong.
Yeah, they did.
Shannon Sharp fired from ESPN.
I'm sure everybody's heard the news by now that I will not be returning to ESPN. I found out this information a little earlier in the week, and really the only thing that I really ask is, like, guys, could we wait until Monday? My brother's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I really want it to be about him, and I want it to be about my family. I know this would, I said, this coming out will overshadow everything that he's worked his entire life for. And unfortunately, you know, it didn't happen that way. And so as I told him, as I profusely apologized to him earlier today, he said, bro, stop apologizing. You don't have to apologize. I'm your big bro. I'm going to love you regardless. We all make mistakes. We've all. And he says, bro, I love you. So I'm done with this. You're done with it too.
And then he said, Sterling, can you loan me a few bucks?
That is just, what a mean thing to, I mean, listen, whatever happened with Shannon Sharp, all that stuff, whatever. But really, just let him go through this process with his brother.
If you don't know the story, Sterling Sharp, who is the brother of Shannon, is inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend, NFL Hall of Fame. It's a big Hall of Fame weekend, okay? It's the only time two brothers have played in the NFL and both gone to the Hall of Fame. It
big
is
big
historic.
Deal. Yeah.
Historic. Now, a little bit of a shadow has been casted on
you
this
think?
With Shannon Sharp. But they come down to a decision at ESPN that they're going to let Shannon Sharp go. And he's saying, hey, okay, you can let me go. Forget the $100 million contract. Ugh. But please, wait till after my brother gets the limelight of the Hall of Fame. And then we can do it next week and you can announce you fired me. And ESPN said, no. You're out.
Hey, Spadil, will you look up what his net worth is?
Sure.
Because I'm just interested because he had to just pay out that girl $23 million.
OnlyFans girl.
And so you also figure then he also probably paid his lawyers another $1 million. So we're at...
Oh, I'd say paid them $10
million. $10 million? The lawyers?
Yeah, he's been fighting this for a while.
Okay, all right.
I'm sure it's a lot.
It's saying that he has an estimated net worth of $30 million as of July 2025.
Okay, let's take away 23.
And it says bottom end is $14 million.
Oh,
so between 14 and 30.
We're going to have to take out loan now.
Sterling Sharp, can you loan me a few bucks?
Oh, man.
This contract he lost with ESPN was all scheduled to make him another $100 million. That's a tough one to swallow, folks.
Yeah.
$100 million? Boom, out the door?
I feel like I'm going to be seeing him at the McDonald's drive-thru soon.
Got to get that side hustle.
Oh, man. And then on top of that, your actions got you fired. You had to pay the OnlyFans girl $23 million, and you ruined your brother's weekend.
I mean,
at the Hall of Fame.
Does it get any worse
than
this?
Yeah, because everybody that runs into Sterling up there is going to say, hey, how's your brother doing? He got fired from ESPN. How's he doing?
So remember that assistant coach that got caught scratching his butt and smelling his fingers?
Yeah.
I think Shannon's having a worst day.
I would agree.
Yeah.
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 You can spell your fingers for free.
That's right.
It won't cost you $100 million.
No, I meant as far as reputation.
Oh, okay.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Do-do-do-do. Man.
Happy birthday to my friend Val. Guess what her husband got her?
Val and, oh, I don't know. What would her husband get her?
She's a big golfer.
He got her some golf clubs.
No, you know what? It's crap. Better than that.
What?
He is building her a driving range on their property with the lights, heaters, all the stuff. The nets.
Wow.
He likes her that much?
He really does.
Holy
That's mold. Love right there.
It is, right? And it's going to be year-round because it's heated. Oh, they are good people to know.
He's built it that for himself. You can't. Dude, I love how men can snowball women.
Oh, my God.
She thinks, she literally thinks he's doing that for her.
He is.
He's into golf, too, okay? You don't think he's doing that as half his, half hers? You always give, it's like Carson, okay?
Yeah.
This is a lot like Carson.
Oh, it
Carson,
is a lot like
okay?
Carson. Oh, yeah. It, you know what?
You know, it's identical to Carson. What Carson do for his wife?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we want to see every hockey arena in America.
Yep.
So I gave my wife for her birthday a couple of tickets so that we could fly down to Phoenix to see a hockey
You're
game.
You're right. They have a lot in common.
Who did he give those tickets for? Himself.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to go see the Avs game in Phoenix, so that was her birthday gift. And she's got to like it. That's exactly what this guy's doing.
Well, now I'm mad.
But it makes sense, does it,
it
not?
It does.
I can't believe you didn't see through
I
this,
didn't
Jamie.
I didn't see through it. No, because I was just like, wow, that is so right. nice that he's having like the...
His wife is so hoodwinked.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I've just heard it before. My grandpa used to say it. Yeah, you little hoodwinked over there,
that
aren't you?
Doesn't sound right.
It means to deceive or trick someone.
Ah, there you go. Hoodwink.
We're going to bring it back.
Yeah, hoodwink. I like that word.
Let's bring it back.
But that's what he's done,
Grandpa
see?
Would be proud.
He wants a driving range. The only way to get it is to give one to his wife. That's great.
Respect.
I like a guy like that. I think they're smart.
Are you okay?
What happened? You fall out of your chair?
I just pulled a hemi.
Oh.
Hammy.
Hammy.
Not a Hemi.
Yeah,
Hemi's an engine.
I'm a truck. Yeah. I just pulled a hamstring.
Can you straighten up?
No, I cannot.
That looks painful.
Oh, boy.
I guess I can't work out now.
Yeah. All right. Good move, Jamie.
Here we go.
Saw that coming.
Yeah.
Wait, you watched it. You're even afraid that it hurts.
Your Hemi is fine.
No, it's not. It's pulled. Oh, no. I cannot work out now.
Your motivation ever since you got here slowly taking a nosedive.
It was peaking a few minutes ago. Yeah. She took a real dive. I mean, within the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, my Hemi. Yeah.
My Hemi's gone.
And you know what else I forgot? What? My nitroglycerin tablets.
Yeah, you need those, just in case.
What do those do?
They restore your heart function, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I need to get some.
Yeah. I think that's the way it works. I used to carry some, remember?
Oh, you did?
After I had a heart attack, yeah. They gave them to me, and then I guess they elapsed as far as the... The date on
that Corvette versus Mustang or whatever movie. Remember
he was popping. Ferrari.
Yeah, Ferrari versus Mustang. He was popping them like candy.
Yeah.
In that movie. So
man, they gave me some of those.
Yeah.
Man, I had such an urge to take one.
Even though you didn't need it.
No, I didn't need it. I just having it was like, whoa, this is cool. You got some nitro tablets. Why not pop one? What happens? I mean, if they're to save your life, you got to figure one wouldn't kill you.
They'll keep you alive.
Right?
Yeah.
They'll kill you if you take a Viagra at the same time.
Well, I don't do that. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to trick me, aren't you?
Just a warning.
Why would you know that?
Yeah, why would you know that?
I thought that was common knowledge.
Nobody has that common knowledge.
I just picked it up. I don't know where from.
Man.
You know what he told me in the elevator the other day?
What's that?
Oh, I'm scared to even know.
Because I said, oh, God, Schmidel, we got to get in the elevator, and now you're going to be awkward, and you're not going to know what to say to me, even though we've worked together for 10 years.
Yeah.
Because he always gets weird, like if I'm just with him alone.
Yeah.
And I go, you're not going to know what to say. It's going to get weird. And he's like, I know. It's just that we don't really have a lot in common. That's why I don't know how to talk to you. And he goes, for example, I was getting ready to tell you how this couple wanted to pick me up and have sex with me, but I decided that would be weird.
No, what? A lot of them have. It's weird. Like, I suddenly just have, like, married couples on my dating...
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
I was like, what are you doing? You're just putting me
and
right.
And to drop that at 5 in the morning on someone?
I know.
That's a lot.
They're inviting me over, and they're like, hey.
He won't stop. God. Now you've got him started on one of his passions in life. Threesomes.
With married couples.
I've never done that, but I don't know. I get a lot of people asking me to do it all of a sudden.
Holy delicious.
You can't sit here and tell us you have a lot of people that ask you to do this and you've never done it.
I had three couples ask me in the last month.
That's a lie in itself. You've done it.
Well, how would they know that to ask you?
I don't know. That's why I'm confused.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But yeah, he's on threesomes.com. Yeah. That's why.
What's the site?
It must be in his filter. You know what I mean?
It's somewhere. It's somewhere.
It's a hookup website, but I'm just listed on there as a single guy looking for single women. But then couples are hitting me up. It's called Adult Friend Finder.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What?
Adult Friend Finder?
What?
Yeah. I don't even know where to go with that now, but yeah.
I just want a friend.
Oh.
Is it to find friends or just hookups?
Hookups.
Well, at least they call them friends.
Yeah, friends with benefits, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody right now Googling adult friend finder.
I've never heard of it.
Me either. Yeah.
Thank God.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
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 Wow. All right. Well, that's good to know in case you're out there looking for a friend.
Yeah. It's kind of like Facebook, but it's geared towards hookups.
Really? It's like Facebook.
Well, the setup is similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
The format.
It's like Facebook. People put foods on there, right?
The interface. The interface is the same.
They put like, hey, look at my hot dog.
Yeah. 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 Oh, look, a kumquat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could go on and on and on. All right, anyway, what do we think about Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau?
I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's weird.
Is she from Canada? She got something to do with Canada? I don't know.
I don't know.
Is she Canadian?
She likes bacon.
Well, I'm just saying.
Canadian bacon.
Yeah, I got it. Canadian bacon. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't either. It's weird.
I think they're cheating.
Well, that's what people are saying.
Honestly, that's what I think.
People are saying, how is it random that you're just now, you know, hooking up with this guy and you haven't seen him or anything? So they're saying.
It doesn't make sense that he is out with her both alone.
Yeah.
Nobody else is there.
Yeah, it's
no people, her manager, nothing. Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Anyway, here's the thing I was talking about earlier about TMZ's Harvey Levin thinking it's really, really weird about Brooke Hogan not being in Hulk Hogan's, or saying that she doesn't want to be in Hulk Hogan's will when he's worth so much money. Here's what he said. Number two.
Number two?
Yeah, number
two. There isn't necessarily a big scrap if there is a proper estate plan. If a lawyer drafts the will in a way that it really can't be challenged. Somebody can try, but if it can be almost bulletproof. So that's why there's something about this where it feels like there's more.
It feels like she knows something about the people. Maybe she knows who the executors are.
Well, he's got a new
wife.
Right. I mean, he's got a wife that he obviously married in 2023, was not here for much of his life, right? She just came on the scene a couple of years ago.
But if he chooses to change his will, and if he chooses to make her, the wife, the beneficiary,
right.
That's his choice.
Right.
I don't know. Everybody thinks it's weird because he's worth way more than $25 million.
Yeah, and it can get convoluted because he could have two or three wills.
Oh,
I mean, he could have had one with Linda and her saying, hey, this is what he wanted. And then he could have one with the new wife, and this one supersedes this one. It could get really messy.
Yeah.
So. And I don't understand the daughter not wanting to be a part of it.
That's what we don't get.
It's just that, I mean, there's a handful of people you got to think. He only had two kids with her, right? With Linda. Mm-hmm. So there's the four of them, and then the new wife. And I don't know if she's got kids
she's
adopted.
She's got three.
So there's enough money to go around with his trademark.
And with his future. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with a trademark. He headed forward. They're going to make a ton of money. So
oh, hey, he has a liquor company, too.
He's got that beer. What is it called? Great American Beer?
Great American Beer.
Yeah. Got a beer company.
So I don't know. Everybody thinks it's weird. I mean, sure, your dad hooked up with one of your best friends. So that would kind of, you know, make it ick. But then I'd get back at him and take all his money. Be like, maybe she thinks it's dirty money. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird situation.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true.
About?
Her being out of the will. That she called and said, take my name off of here. I don't want to be part of this anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. And then finally for you, that LA Dodger, Yono.
O'Shea Ohtani.
Yeah, that guy. Anyway, he his house was broken into.
It was?
Yeah, yesterday morning.
What'd they get?
I don't know. I have no idea, but they broke into it. I guess they busted windows out and they grabbed a bunch of stuff. And they
probably stopped. A nice house.
It probably has a lot of nice stuff.
Probably too. A lot of nice stuff that was in there.
Yeah,
good house to break into.
Yeah, but why these people don't have security systems?
I guess they do, but they say that these things get, you know, the wires get clipped or something like that.
Oh, they turn
but they have
the
great
system?
They have like great Wi-Fi security jammers. Systems. Yeah, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Technically, they're figuring out a way to get in here without being caught.
Crazy, I tell you. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. With another chance to win one of those tote bags, man. The BJ and Jamie tote bag. Two to give away. We'll do it next.
BJ and Jamie.
It's being called the greatest giveaway in radio history. It is the authentic limited edition of the collector's BJ and Jamie tote bag. Absolutely fantastic. And you can win two right now. Caller 9-303-22 Alice. The bag is yours. Well, bags.
What did you say at the beginning? It's been called what?
I forgot. Something about the greatest tote bag giveaway ever in the history of radio.
Now remind them about tomorrow. But
oh, this is big.
Blowout. We got because everybody's like getting the icks from the like baby.
Us
diapers.
Parents are having.
Yeah. Blowouts are like when it goes up the back.
Listen. We are going to let it rip tomorrow morning. We are going to let this thing just absolutely boom tomorrow morning. Here's the deal. Spadil and Carson will get in the Alice van. Mm. Carson has to drive Spadil's band. All right, so we'll get in the van, and they're going to have 100.
Did we ever explain why?
He was in a wreck, didn't have insurance, driving a station vehicle, got all sneaky and stuff, and got caught. All right, now, we have 100 bags at least. 100 bags, okay? What?
Yeah.
It was kind of close enough. 100 bags. All right. Tomorrow morning at 7:15, we will announce the exact location the van will be at with the bags, okay?
Yeah.
7:15. That way, within 30 minutes, they'll give away the bags, about 7:40-ish or so, okay? And the reason we do it early is we don't want people to rush and speed, do something stupid in order to get to the parking lot. Gives you plenty of time to get to the parking lot, right? We don't want any problems, but the first 50 people will get two bags each.
This is just
tomorrow morning.
Amazing.
I'll bet you we have 100 people at least show up.
Easy.
This
is going to be Tickle Me Elmo all over again, man.
Take extra.
This is going to be fights.
Take some extra.
Tickle Me Elmo?
Yeah. Remember when that came out for Christmas?
We're not going to have fights.
Back in
Spadil, you can't go into something saying we're going to have fights.
You're acting like it's going to be a riot.
Dude.
I'm just saying it's going to be
that
popular.
You're going to get us all banned. No, you can't say we're going to have fights.
If you fight over a bag, then you should, I mean, come on.
We're not going to have fights.
There's nobody's going to fight over a stupid grocery bag.
No, they're not. It's a tote bag.
I mean, we'll be lucky if even people show up for it.
Don't use grocery. It cheapens things. Don't do that.
It's a grocery
bag.
Don't
do that.
It's a $2.99 value.
By the way.
That's $2.99.
And you know what? Spadil and I are going to be out there, and if people show up and they're not as advertised, they're going to go after us.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, you're collateral damage. Okay? Jamie and I, we'll find somebody to replace you. No problem.
Wow!
What? Whoa. We will.
That is so mean.
If something happened to them, we would. Would we not? Well, yeah, but not being kidding. Man, not be honest around here.
Well, if anything happened to us, we're going to be replaced too.
Exactly. Okay. You don't see me getting my panties in a wad. Jeepers, creepers. Everybody's so touchy these days.
God.
All right, so tomorrow morning, the big blowout.
No,
okay.
No.
The big
Let's
giveaway.
Let's do Bag-a-palooza.
Magapalooza.
I think that's trademark.
Yeah.
7:15, we give out the exact location. 7:40, boom, the bags are going. This is great. I can't wait till tomorrow.
He's excited.
Yeah, I am. I'm really excited. I think we're going to have thousands, thousands of people show up.
Really?
Yeah.
For a $2.99 bag?
Yep.
Grocery bag?
No fights, but thousands. Thousands.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Man, did you see the news of that airplane that went through all that turbulence?
I did not.
25 people went to the hospital yesterday.
Where was this?
It came out of somewhere and went to somewhere. Oh, it came out of, I think, Vegas and was on its way to Amsterdam and had to divert into Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Really?
Something like that.
That is crazy.
25
turbulence
people.
On an airplane. Nuts.
No, Jamie, you're missing the point.
Whoa.
Hang on a second. Let me get the audio here. No, you're missing the point. It was so bad.
And it was from Salt Lake City.
25 people ended up in the hospital.
Oh, Minneapolis started 5-6 emergency aircraft.
25 passengers taken to the hospital after a Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam experienced significant turbulence.
Do they have the emergency vehicle standing by?
The plane with 275 passengers and 13 crew on board diverted to Minneapolis' airport Wednesday night. Passengers on board describing the terrifying moments.
The plane rose rapidly up about 500 feet and then did somewhat of a nosedive very rapidly down about 1,500 feet.
There's a moment where we thought we were going down, so I'm still shaken about it. It was very scary.
25 people were injured and transported to hospitals.
One young lady in particular, I believe she got thrown up twice to the ceiling and down and landed on people. I think she ended up with some fractured ribs.
The Airbus A330 landing safely in Minneapolis.
They said it was violent.
How do you get 25 people to the hospital?
I don't know.
A bus?
I don't know. I don't know.
I was just thinking.
It's a good question. I have no idea.
That is crazy. Does it feel like every single day there's some kind of airline thing going on?
Every single day.
Right? Because I just saw another one where they had to divert back to London for a technical issue, a United flight. I know. So I don't know what's going
on. Every day. You know what I'm disappointed in today? We came in here today and
we don't. Yep.
Not myself. Can I finish the statement, please?
You're not disappointed in you? Come on.
No. I'm very proud of myself.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Why? I don't know. But I feel like I am. All right. Listen, I'm very upset that we don't have another WNBA story this morning.
We've had one of those every day.
We've got two for two.
We've been on a roll this week. The first time was a wig went flying off. And the lady grabbed her hair and took off running.
Took off running
to the locker room. And that was so funny.
It was funny. And then the second day, I mean, it got even better with the dildo on the court.
A bright neon green dildo.
I still don't know, A, who sells neon green and B, who buys them.
The boss said we can't say that word like that. We have to say schmadildo.
He said you can't say it because it's probably not appropriate.
But he said if you throw Schmadil's name in there, then you can pull it off.
A bright green Schmadildo.
I like it.
Plus, it's funny. So you get two with one joke. You see what I'm saying?
He told me that yesterday.
Okay, he said, BJ, don't be doing the saying the word dildo in here.
Okay.
And I said, well, that's what it was. He said, yeah, but just say Schmadildo.
Right.
That will work better. Yeah, okay. I said, okay.
Well, because there's kids in the car. And they're like, what's a Schmadildo? Well, that's the guy on the show.
Yeah, he's on with BJ and Jamie every day. Easy to explain, right? So we come in today, and there's no great story in the WNBA. They need to keep this up. If they want more publicity and more people watching, they got to have some shenanigans every night.
All right, so I thought of my side hustle. This is what I'm going to do.
What?
Okay, so I'm going to go to the next WNBA game, right? I'm going to have a van, not a creepy van, like a food truck van. Okay.
I don't like where this is going.
And I'm
going
to sell bright green Schmadildos. And it'll be the new thing. Like if they hit a certain points or how many 3-pointers.
It'll be like a Schmadildo toss.
They get a
triple-double. You just throw them on the court.
Exactly. That's my new side hustle. I like it. I can make millions.
To each his own, man. To each his own.
BJ and Jamie.
I got to get some sleep tonight. Got to get ready for the big old tote bag, rollout, blowout, snow. I don't know what we call it, but it's going to be huge tomorrow. We'll start it at 7:15 with the announcement, and then the bag giveaway coming up at 7:40 tomorrow morning. Just be ready to get yours, okay, in a parking lot near you. It's going to be big.
Oh, that was a big All voice. Right. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I think we've covered everything today, right?
I'm pretty sure. What is today? Thursday? Yeah, feel good. Feel solid. Yep.
There's some rain in forecast today.
Yeah, don't know sure if there is.
Is there? Yeah.
I don't know.
That was a really good one.
I mentioned it. Sorry. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your Thursday. Tomorrow, Friday. Woo! I love Fridays. Yes. Tomorrow's Friday, and we will see you back here then. Take care and bye-bye.
Hold on. You didn't even look.
Muscle.
Over there.
What are you doing?
Gun show.
You don't have any more. You haven't even been to one workout yet. We gotta go. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.